You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
I don't know what you mean, Kane Brown. Can you please break that down for us? What does he mean, Miss Cindy, when he says put some miles on a truck bed?
I don't know.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. How are you this morning, Cindy Campbell?
I am fine, David Bujenski. How are you? Well,
I am fantastic. Just feeling a little uneasy, I guess, when I look at the calendar, knowing that Halloween's in 16 days.
Right.
But then I go, well, when's Thanksgiving? 44 days.
And Christmas?
71 days. What?
Yeah, I heard our friend Katie yesterday say that she was Christmas shopping over the weekend, which made my brain immediately go to, oh, man, I need to start that.
We're already too late. My loved ones aren't getting gifts.
Oh, look at that.
I needed to start Christmas shopping 2 months ago.
Well, what are you doing?
Now I'm too busy. Now I'm fighting for warmth. Now I'm in survival mode.
Yeah, a little sobering this morning when I started my windshield wipers and they scraped across my windshield because of the layer of frost. It's like, oh man, I'm not ready for this.
I don't know.
Cold is one thing, frost is something else.
I couldn't tell you if I had frost on my windshield or not coming out of Brewer because I was just, I don't want to say miserable, just kind of numb. Well, no, frozen. I was frozen. Mm-hmm. And so I just started the truck and just kept driving.
See, if you had frost, you wouldn't be able to see to drive until you cleared the windshield.
My path is two roads. My eyes are usually...
I don't have to see. It's okay.
My eyes are usually closed at this time every morning anyways. I will say, though, I did look up as soon as I walked out. And compared to yesterday where it was pitch black.
Yeah.
And... You and I both live in like woods areas.
Right.
Today I looked up and I could see stars for miles.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, sky was beautiful this morning.
Yeah, I looked out and I was like, this is great. Wow. I was like, shut up, David. You're going to work. Okay. Just get in your truck. Let's go.
I have to let you in on a little secret. Okay, this time of year in Maine, when the sky is really beautiful and really clear and there are a lot of stars, it means it's really cold.
Oh. Well, I felt it. That's for sure. So I am going to drink this very hot coffee.
Okay.
And coming up, there's a reason I'm very tired. I don't know if you watched the same thing I did last night.
Probably not.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'd be shocked if you watched what I watched last night.
Now I don't want to know what you watched. All right, well, we'll discuss that coming up and talk about this Jelly Roll experience.
Okay,
cool. I know a lot of people are returning to work today, so they're not aware of it. It's all on the way. David and Cindy, cool. Q106.5. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening, and happy Tuesday.
Tuesday.
My goodness, yeah. 16 days until Halloween, Miss Cindy. That was a very evil laugh.
Every time you say that, I wait for the scream, you know?
We're going to wait. We're going to cut down on those today, but it's coming. Don't you worry.
All right. It's a little early for that.
I did. It is. And people are returning to work today. I get that. People that went to work with us yesterday, hey, welcome back.
Right. Another day.
Yeah, that's right. Now, when I mentioned that I watched something that kept me up late last night.
Right.
You kind of chuckled and because I asked you if you watched the same thing, and you said... No, I, if you were watching what I was watching, I would be in shock.
Right.
What the heck were you watching?
I was watching Monk.
Well,
Tony Shalhoub.
Who's great.
Who, by the way, went to school in Maine.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I just liked that show. And last night I just wanted something, you know, like the TV version of comfort food.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah. Just wanted something fun, and I didn't really have to pay attention because I was working.
Right? No, I have friends. I do that. I have Ted Lasso. I've watched that.
Right.
Which there's three seasons, and I've watched it probably 27 times.
Yeah.
I have watched 27 seasons worth out of the three seasons. So you missed the football game then?
I did.
Jets Bills.
Yeah.
Those Monday night football games, can we do something about that?
That's why I don't watch them, because I will sit there and watch the entire thing. And then I come in the next day and I'm like, I don't know.
No, point to me.
Tired. Yeah. I'm tired.
You're me.
Yeah.
How I look right now. Not healthy. No, what a good, it was a good game. The officiating was ferocious, atrocious. Not
ferocious.
I just combined two words. Horrendous and atrocious.
Ferocious. I like that.
Oh, there we go. A new word.
That's right.
Ferocious. And it was. It was absolutely ferocious. It was terrible. The game ended 23-20. Aaron Rodgers, before the second half ended, threw up a Hail Mary pass and scored a touchdown.
Wow.
Scored me $10 on my bets because I had the receiver that he threw to. Just fantastic game other than the officiating. The field goal kicker for the Jets missed two. That would have won the game for them.
Wow. See, and I picked the Jets in the football pool.
Yeah.
Because I needed one long shot, and I thought the Jets are doing really well this year. So maybe I'll pick the Jets.
And we're going to win.
But that means I only got two wrong.
Well, you did way better than me. I don't even want to discuss what my pool looked like for this week for football here at Town Square Media. But, yeah, good game last night. If you watched it, you're feeling it today, because I'm definitely feeling it. Very tired. But we're going to have fun today, laugh today. We have that epic opportunity coming up, first opportunity at 8:20 to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida.
Awesome. Awesome trip. I mean, the chance to go to Florida just before Thanksgiving, the chance to see Jelly Roll in concert in likely a larger venue than what we have here.
Yeah.
Although Main Savings Amphitheater is pretty huge. So, yeah.
We'll go with same size.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 The Jelly Roll is amazing.
You hear that? Jacksonville, awesome. We're the same size as you.
That's right. We're as good as you.
That show will be November 23rd. We take care of your airfare, your hotel, $500 spending money.
And you do get to take someone with you.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't want you to go alone.
It's amazing how many people ask that.
Right.
Is it only one ticket? No, we're not going to send you to, you know, Jacksonville all by yourself. You could take someone.
Listen, if you're not familiar with Florida, it's a beautiful state. There is one city... Jacksonville. There's areas where this venue is. It's absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
And you get to have this trip. You can win this trip on Q106.5. Again, listening for those codes. And that first code, Miss Cindy Campbell.
Coming up at 8:20 on Q106.5.
We are David and Cindy. Thank you for laughing with us on a Tuesday morning. And we are only 16 days away from Halloween. And Miss Cindy, now that we mentioned that, what is a witch's favorite subject? No, I thought this was appropriate because kids are going to, you know, probably on their way to school right now.
Right.
At least getting ready.
Right.
What is a witch's favorite subject in school? A witch's. Not a brewer witch.
Spelling.
Oh, you dunk it. I get a little bit of joy every morning.
I am a brewer witch, okay?
And it's these...
So I know these things.
Let's check the weather with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox. Whatever.
Partly mostly cloudy skies, breezy and cool out there for today. A chance for some scattered afternoon rain showers, mainly over northern and western parts of the state. Temperatures for today will be in the mid-40s to low 50s, and a westerly wind gusting to 25 miles an hour at times will make things feel a little bit cooler. Partly mostly cloudy tonight, still the chance for a few scattered rain and snow showers, mainly over northern and western parts of the state. Overnight lows dropping back into the 30s, and the breezy and cool weather continues on Wednesday under partly to mostly cloudy skies. An isolated rain or snow shower possible over northern and western locations. Temperatures on Wednesday only in the 40s to near 50 degrees. Better weather on Thursday. Beautiful day. Mostly sunny skies. Temperatures in the 50s, and even a little bit better on Friday under mostly sunny skies, and temperatures Friday in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist Todd Simcox.
36 degrees now at Q106.5.
Well, Todd Simcox says it's going to be basically summer temperatures this weekend. So bust out those bikinis. Heck yeah.
Can't wait for that.
High 60.
Is it Friday yet?
Not yet. I did officially remove the AC units and turn on the heater at my home.
Uh-huh.
Is it too early?
Heat's on at my house.
Really? What? So yeah. I feel like I waited too long then, because we were really pushing. I'm like, we're not weak. We're not weak.
I mean, it depends on the person. It depends on what you like. But when I get cold, I turn the heat on. I'm not going to. There are some people who are like, I am not turning the heat on until Thanksgiving. Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, right.
When I'm cold, the heat, and I'm, you know, it's not on much. We turn it up a little bit. And as a matter of fact, when my husband got home last night, I said, if it's a little warm in here, go ahead and turn the heat down. I turned it up like 10 minutes ago because our house heats really fast. And I had turned the stove on, the oven on to 400. It's like, okay, now it's too warm in here.
Right. Now we got to turn that down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't feel so bad then, because once we started doing it, I was like, oh man, we're such Californians. They know, they're going to know how they're going to see whatever comes out of the house, billowing out of the house that we've already turned on our heater, and they're going to laugh at us. All of them are going to laugh at us. We just want to fit in. That's all. We'll never be as good, but we just want to fit in, blend in at the very least.
There will be people who will look at you and say, you turned your heat on already? You're from away. No, okay. I'm born and raised here. I turned my heat on already. So,
and that's from the queen.
That's right.
Well, that's the question of the hour. What temperatures do you start turning on your heater? What temperature do you start using your heater?
There was frost on the windshield this morning. That's a good indication it's time.
You can give us a call, 207-991-9500.
Or you can leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
There you go. What temperature do you start using the heat? We're Q106.5.
It doesn't matter when it starts to get cold. I'm never ready for it. All I want is for the temperature to be warm again, to have a barbecue, to enjoy those flavors. Well, the weather's still chilly, but Harvest Moon Deli's sandwich of the month for October has all the tastes of a summer barbecue. Pork Side of the Moon is loaded with pulled pork, smothered in Carolina barbecue sauce, then topped off with cheddar cheese, coleslaw, onions, and pickles, served hot off the cast iron press. It's an incredible combination of flavors that will chase off the cold and warm your heart, trust me. Harvest Moon Deli's menu is huge, so there's something for everyone. Sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads, all made fresh with fresh ingredients. You'll never get wilty greens from Harvest Moon Deli. And you can customize your choice, like substituting peppers for the pickles on the Pork Side of the Moon to give it a little more zing. Harvest Moon Deli has 8 locations in Augusta, Waterville, Newport, Orono, Brewer, and 3 in Bangor on Stillwater Avenue, Columbia Street, and Griffin Road. Harvest Moon Deli has curbside takeout and delivery at all locations through DoorDash. Call ahead at your favorite location or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
Hi, we are David and Cindy. You know, Morgan Wallen just recently opened up a bar there in Nashville off of Broadway, on Broadway.
Right.
Jelly Roll's going to do the same thing.
Of course he is.
Gotta be kidding me. They're all doing it.
Yeah.
And it's time,
like,
I guess.
One or two companies, I think, that are opening these bars and finding celebrities to, hey, we want to open a bar in your name. And it seems to be working for them.
Yeah. You reach a level of celebrity. And yeah. They're like, yeah, we can sell off of your name. I mean, look at us. We have the Jelly Roll experience.
Right.
And this is actually something very cool that you can win.
It really is. A trip to Jacksonville, Florida to see Jelly Roll in concert.
Yeah, you just need that code to get qualified or get entered into our digital drawing. But you get what? A hotel stay? Flight for two.
Right.
And $500 spending money.
Right.
$500 in spending money.
Plus tickets to the concert. So, yeah, it's a great experience. First code coming up at 8:20 this morning.
I guess that would be important to get tickets to the concert. It yeah, we're going to fly you there. All right, we got a hotel. Here's $500. Good luck, though.
Yeah.
The show is sold out.
Yeah, it's an outdoor venue like Main Savings. You know, just find some place in the area where you can listen. You can actually get into the show. We'll give you tickets.
That show's November 23rd. The first code is coming up at 8:20. You just don't want to get too drunk like Darius Rucker did.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
He face planted on the stage or something.
Now, I say that he got too drunk. He's being accused of being too drunk.
Right.
Darius Rucker took a spill while performing with Hootie and the Blowfish in Charleston, South Carolina over the weekend. And it was the end of his, you know, massive 43-city tour. He was just here at Maine Savings Amphitheater over the summer.
Right.
Fantastic show with Hootie and the Blowfish. And I guess he just flat out fell on the ground.
You know, he's 58 years old and he's touring. So maybe he was just tired.
Or maybe he was too drunk. Who cares? He was in his own home. He was in his hometown.
It's okay, you know, because it wasn't Darius. It was Hootie.
Right. Some people were saying, though, he even sounded drunk. But I'm like, yeah, how many of our favorite artists get on stage and sound drunk? Because they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're quick to throw, what is the expression? The rock at the glass building or glass house?
Throw rocks at glass houses.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks.
There we go.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what if he was drunk?
But he's kind of under a microscope after the whole drug bust thing.
Yeah, that did happen. You know, yeah. But even then, what was it? A little, wasn't it?
It was marijuana, right? Wasn't it?
Right.
Or shroom. I think there were some shrooms.
Oh,
in there
I have
too.
No idea about that.
I don't know. Yeah. He said that they weren't his, or I don't know.
Yeah, that never works.
Yeah. Exactly. He said they were my sisters, and his sister went, hey.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Three things to know before you go coming up. And again, that Jelly Roll first code word to get you entered into that digital drawing for that epic trip to Jacksonville, Florida is coming up at 8:20 on David and Cindy Q106.5. And I think what Darius needs is something that I needed, a little bit of recovery from 207 Wellness. It is the best in town for all of your health, hydration, and weight loss goals. It's no secret I was sick for well over a week, and I'm looking forward to trying this IV from 207 Wellness. They are the best in town, and not just for recovery, like I said, but for what I need. 207 Wellness prepares your body for the extremes. They utilize an IV hydration, and 207 Wellness's recovery and performance plan decreases your recovery time and enhances your performance with various minerals. It allows you to perform at a higher level, which is what I want to do on the show every morning with Miss Cindy Campbell. Right now, there's a student discount. This also benefits students, college athletes, high school athletes. $99 for an IV bag. For performance reboot or the immunity blend. Find out what I'm talking about, everything that you need for details, 207wellness.org. Oh, did I mention they offer Botox too? They have 3 nurse practitioners and 3 RNs in-house. 207wellness.org. Find out all about them. They're right there in VZ, 207wellness.org. Beautiful out there other than it being freezing. Do I sound like I'm from away?
Well, there is a chance of rain and snow showers to the north and west.
Okay.
Q106. And they can have it.
Yes, they can. Q106.5, it is David and Cindy. We are 71 days away from Christmas, 44 days away from Thanksgiving, and 16 days away from Halloween. See if you can get this one, Miss Cindy.
Okay.
Why did the zombie eat brains? Why?
Because he was hungry.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
I can't remember the last time I had a good brain.
Exactly.
Why did the zombie eat brains? He wanted food for thought.
Okay.
At what time of the year, what temperature do you start running that heater? Now, we just turned on ours. We sparked it up, fired it up, whatever you want to phrase you want to use. We hit a button and it came on.
You turned it on. Yeah.
It came on. That sounds less dramatic. We fired that bad boy up.
There you go.
Just kick off the cold months for the first time yesterday. And I felt like it was a little goofy. Okay, I felt like it was a little early. I would rather suffer than be embarrassed and be judged. But it sounds like I'm not alone.
It's 7:14 in the morning and it's 36 degrees outside. I think, ours is on. Bugsy in Sangerville sent us a message on the Q106.5 app. Said it was 48 inside my house this morning. Yeah, I fired up the pellet stove till I headed out for work.
Okay, there we go.
It's not just us.
Haley says we've been running our pellet stove at night this week and a couple times last week. And then Jill, where have you been to make me feel normal? It's been on for a month, she says.
Ooh.
It's been on for a month.
Wow. Okay, ours has not been on that long.
I mean, I've literally been suffering at night just so I can make sure that I, you know, try to fit in a little bit.
Why are you suffering at night? I mean,
it's more important to me to not be judged.
Blankets if you really don't want to turn the heat on.
I mean, that's what I was doing. I was layering up. I was like 10 layers deep.
You have dogs. You know, Toby's my little furnace, sleeps with me every night.
Why do they never get cold, by the way?
That's not true. They do. I've seen Toby.
They just seem so comfortable.
Yeah. Jim has a habit of going out to do something outside and he'll leave the door open.
Right.
And I sit right inside the door most of the time in the living room. And Toby's on the couch next to me and the whole couch was shaking because Toby was shivering like
crazy. Okay, never mind. I asked that question, never actually seeing my dogs in colder temperatures. They've both been spoiled in Southern California.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll find out this winter how they do.
Toby's got that pit bull coat, and so it's very, very fine.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, he gets cold when it gets cold.
All right.
Yeah.
What temperature, what time of year do you start using your heater? That is the question of the hour. You can call in 207-991-9500.
Or send us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. We would love to hear from you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is time to bring that heat from the Heating Lodge. Don't be left in the cold or leave your family or your dogs or your employees cold. The Heating Lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial, or industrial space. Hey, just head over to heatinglodge.com right now. Take a peek at all their wood pellet and gas stoves. You heard a couple of people have already fired up their pellet stove. So many designs to choose from. And to upgrade your home, Vermont Castings, Harman, Quadrifier stoves, so many name brands. Samsung heat pumps, too. They have those. Those are energy sufficient, which mean that lowers that pesky utility bill. They're versatile units with one outdoor and one or more indoors. Very easy to use. The Heating Lodge, also your place for top brand name grills, fire tables to keep you enjoying your patio well into the winter, and the most premium patio furniture with Polywood. In summation, if you need heat, it's the Heating Lodge. Two locations now in Bangor on Griffin and Union, and their new location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see what all they have to offer at theheatinglodge.com. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. That code, the very first code of the day to get you hooked up and send you on your way to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida on Q106.5 is at 8:20 this morning.
Very nice.
The question of the hour before we jump into good news is, at what point of the year, or what temperature rather, do you start turning on that heater? Because I fired mine up last night.
Right.
And you fired yours up last week.
Last week,
which I am shocked to hear. I really felt like I was like committing a crime. And Honey Ray is exactly the person who would make me feel like I'm committing a crime.
Why?
Here's what Honey wrote in. And Honey, thanks for your response. I ran my AC last night with my windows cracked too. Last year, I didn't turn it on until December 4th. Can't compete with that.
I don't want to. Yeah, you win. I'll sit in the heat and congratulate you.
I'm just trying not to be a baby here because I know I'm going to be one.
Right.
I know. And I'm going to try not to whine, but I know I'm going to.
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to this.
Right.
People keep telling me if it's going to feel like negative 20 here. And I'm like, I don't know what do I do?
You will.
What
You'll
words? How do I say things? Okay. Are you even able to consume food at those temperatures?
Oh, sure.
We'll find out. In the meantime, let's get into some good news.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Friends, family, community. An event in Liberty celebrates being bald.
Oh.
And raises money for local cancer patients.
Oh, I love this. Okay. You got me.
This year's event, called Joy to Be Bald, benefited two residents who have ongoing battles with colon cancer, Todd Greeley and Terry Bradshaw, not the football player.
Right.
The day included a bake-off, a walk-a-thon, and a head-shaving event. They actually have like a stage with a roof over it, and, you know, people can go up there and sit on the stage and
oh,
get
sure.
their head shaved.
And just, you know, show that you're standing in solidarity with them.
Right.
Standing in support. I love that.
More information and pictures of this year's event can be found on the Facebook page for the Joy to Be Bald. I don't know what they raised, but that's secondary to the fact that the whole community came out in support of cancer patients and being bald.
I think that is fantastic. Yeah. I love when the community rallies around people that are struggling in the worst situations.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Great job. All right. The question of the hour: at what point of the year do you start turning on that heater? Your response is coming up right here. David and Cindy, Q106.5. Thanks for listening. Hey, Q106.5. Happy Tuesday. It's David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. And we are 16 days away from Halloween.
Have you bought your first bag of candy yet?
You don't ask a lady that question. That's a personal.
That's a yes.
Have you?
No, actually we haven't.
Well, why are you making me answer that first? I shouldn't have answered. I answered without answering. Gosh dang it. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How do ghosts become pilots? How do ghosts, which is kind of silly because they can
already fly anyway.
But how do ghosts, let's pretend that these are stable. They're on ground. They can't leave.
Okay.
They're grounded.
Yeah, not all ghosts can fly, right?
How do ghosts? Yeah, that's true.
I guess.
Not the ones I see. Not the ones that live in my house. How do ghosts become pilots?
I don't know this one.
They go to fright school.
Okay.
The question of the hour: at what point of the year do you start turning on that heater? Thank you to Mary for weighing in. We turned ours on October 13th, but have been running our heat pump before that. Okay. I got to tell you, a lot of you are making me feel better. Yeah, I felt silly turning it on last night. I was like, this is too soon. They're going to get judged. They're going to know I'm from away.
See, there's no reason to feel silly. If you're cold, turn the heat on. You know, that's just the way it goes. If you're cold, put the heat on.
Listen, Miss Cindy, it's very important that I fit in. I wear nothing but main apparel.
Really?
Not today, but usually I have a UMaine hat.
You have Florida Gators hats.
That's only on Saturdays when it's college football day. I still have to support my team.
You've worn them in here. I saw you in a Florida Gators hat and a Florida Gators t-shirt.
Well, you won't see me wearing it anymore, okay? Okay. Also, they're not doing good this year. All right. At what point do you start turning on that heater? That's the question. Call in 207-991-9500.
Or send us a message or a voicemail through the Q106.5 app.
Beautiful. Were people still without power yesterday?
I think there were some people, yeah.
What the heck? Well, you do.
What do you do?
Yeah.
If you have a generator, have heat.
Okay, you don't. I don't.
You don't have a generator?
Let's say I don't.
You sit around and wait for the heat to come on. You read books. You play board games.
How do you move your fingers?
You leave your house to places that have. I mean, we've done that. Before we got our generator, I think we lasted 3 days once in the middle of winter. And said, this is stupid, and went to a hotel.
that's the question now. How long have you gone without power, and what the heck did you do to keep warm and keep entertained? Forget keeping it entertained. You're just fighting for survival at that point, I think. 207-991-9500. We are David and Cindy.
Well, Well, we're talking a lot about how cold it is. It's important to have a good roof before winter gets here. I remember my dad showing me bear patches on people's roofs where the snow had melted. He said that was where heat was escaping. If you're going to turn the heat on, you certainly don't want it going out through your roof. If this sounds like your roof last winter, it's time to call my friends at Home Roofing Solutions and have them come out and take a look at it. It's easier than ever to schedule an assessment because Home Roofing Solutions has opened 3 new locations in addition to their original Aetna locations. They can now be found in Bangor, Gorham, and Holton. Home Roofing Solutions will send an expert out to check out your roof, talk to you about options like asphalt shingles or metal roofing, and detail their warranty package, which is the best in the business. 50 years on product and workmanship. You can't beat that. Once you get on their calendar, you can relax and know that your house will be warm and cozy this winter. Most roofing jobs can be completed by Home Roofing Solutions in a day or two. When you need a roof, there's only one number to call for Home Roofing Solutions, a Maine family-owned company. Call 269-HOME to schedule your appointment or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
5, happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening to David and Cindy.
That's us.
Yeah, it is. I have a question for you, Miss Cindy.
Uh-oh.
If you could go to Mars.
Oh, okay.
Would you?
I think the way to answer that is I would probably consider it, but not on the maiden voyage.
Okay.
Just thinking back to the whole Titanic thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guinea pig guy.
Right, exactly. If they do it and do it safely, and they come back safely, then yeah, I might consider it.
And you would go knowing that you would be gone for over 500 days. You don't get to see loved ones.
Which is less than 2 years, right?
Right. But a lot can happen in 2 years.
Very true.
You don't get to see Toby.
Right.
For over 2 years or less than 2 years. You can't FaceTime. You're not going to be able to call.
Yeah. I mean, there is all of that, but there's also the fact that the space geek in me that says, how cool would it be?
Oh, I'm right there with you.
To go out and see new
right
territory. I don't know how you say it, you know?
And be a pioneer, too.
Yeah.
Go down in history.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go on the maiden voyage, so I might not go down in history, but I don't care.
Yeah, nobody remembers the second person who walks on the moon, right?
Right.
Buzz Aldrin, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah. Neil Armstrong and then Buzz. So I guess we do kind of remember. All right, then you could be Buzz. NASA does, they've been discussing this for the past decade. And now it seems like it's actually going to be coming to fruition. NASA wants to send humans to Mars in the 2030s. And, a crewed mission obviously could do a lot of research and everything there.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to read something like that and really think, like, would you be willing to go? It's 215 million miles away.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be
scary, and it would be exciting and scary and all of that. But if you're willing to take the chance, how amazing would that be to be able to see that you saw another world?
Right.
I would love to just see the Earth from space.
There's no guarantee of you. Or yeah, I'm down for that. There's just no guarantee of your safety. I'm trying to actually logistically think, would I mentally be able to go? No. There's my answer.
Well, and I say all that now, but when it came right down to it, you know, I'd probably be like,
You won't be able to see Jim. He can't go. He can't. There's no room. There's no room. You won't be able to see your husband for almost 2 years. 500 days. You won't be able to see him. Final answer.
I can say something really funny here, but I don't want to offend him.
We'll just keep playing the theme then. And if we go to Mars, we won't be able to go to Smoke and Steel Barbecue for Nashville
right.
Nights.
Exactly. Who would want to miss Nashville Nights?
Well, you're so thankful for Holly, the general manager there at Smoke and Steel Barbecue, for bringing Nashville Nights. This is night number 3 in the second round of Nashville Nights. Live music on stage with good food. Who doesn't love that?
Exactly. It's an open mic competition. So if you are a solo act or a duo that's awesome. They're not taking bands, but it's a great way to get up and have some fun. Bring as many friends and family as you can, because it's the audience that picks the winner. There are no like judges. There's no Simon Cowell going, "Ah, you're terrible." Yeah. You know, it's the audience that's going to do it. So bring your friends and family along.
Yeah, it's just the deafening of the crowd to offend you. they're not clapping for me. I really think I crushed that.
Oh, come on. They clap for everybody.
I can hear that guy over there chomping on his brisket. That's how quiet it is in here. Oh, and they have good brisket too.
Oh, the brisket, the pulled pork, the cobbler, everything. Banana cream pudding. Oh my, it's also good.
Yep. They're doing it again this Thursday. This is round three, and then the final round will be the following Thursday. But if you want good food, live music, definitely attend. If you're a solo actor duo, and want to compete, not too late. Just email Holly at generalmanager@smokeandstillbbq.com.
Awesome.
It's a lot of info. It's all on their Facebook.
Yes, it is.
Smoke and Steel Barbecue. About a fantastic organization, UCP of Maine.
Absolutely. We have a guest in the studio this morning to tell us about it, Andrew Lohman.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. By the way, it's Q106.5, David and Cindy. And Andrew. And Andrew for a great segment, marketing manager there at UCP. Let's pretend there's a lot of people out there that don't know what UCP does before we get into what Pumpkins in the Park is.
Or
before we talk about Pumpkins in the Park, this wonderful event coming up this Sunday, what does UCP do?
Yep. So we're a nonprofit in Bangor, and we work with adults and children with physical, intellectual, and mental health needs.
Very cool.
So you were talking off air about your, all I remember is Bridges.
Yeah. So we offer a lot of different programs. Some of the programs we offer is Bridges, which is an early childhood education program. We do the Elizabeth Levinson Center, which is a 24-hour care facility.
Right.
We offer adults and children case management. We offer mental health therapy, just so many different services.
So much good work in one organization.
Yeah, amazing. Awesome. And to fund those services, all of those wonderful services, we do events like Pumpkins in the Park.
Yeah.
And that's coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, it's this Sunday at the Anna Shrine in Bangor, and it's our 22nd annual fundraiser. And Pumpkins in the Park is an indoor trick-or-treating event for families of all ages. And the main part of the event is indoor trick-or-treating, but we'll have a bounce house outside. We'll have an activity room, a concession stand, a DJ will be playing music. So it's a lot of fun.
Heck yeah. And there's hundreds of glowing jack-o'-lanterns. I mean, these are the stars, right?
Yeah. So like the niche to Pumpkins in the Park is that each booth gets 10 pumpkins to decorate however they want. So there'll be plenty of pumpkins for everybody to look at.
Very cool. This is at the Anna Shrine. Will the Anna Shrine clowns be there?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. If not the clowns, definitely the funsters.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very cool.
Yeah.
And I love
the funsters are, you know, like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Oh, right. Sure. Yeah. I love the theme this year of Pumpkins in the Park. And by the way, we're speaking with Andrew Lohman, marketing manager of UCP of Maine, this wonderful event this Sunday. All proceeds go to benefit the programs offered at UCP of Maine. Pumpkins in the Park has a great theme this year. What is it?
Yeah, so our theme this year is Wild Adventure. So it's kind of up for interpretation, but dinosaurs or under the sea or jungle or is what the patches are going to be decorated as. So it's just, we like to put a theme to it each year just for fun. Also this year, we're going to be doing a sensory-friendly hour where the music will be down low and the lights will be on between 4 and 5 p.m.
Okay, and that's very important for those children who are otherwise affected by overwhelming sense.
Have a tough time with the dark and the loud music.
I love the interpretation. It's up to interpretation with the wild adventure.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, I mean, coming into the Q106.5 studio could be a wild adventure.
Absolutely. On the morning show, yes.
We could have a couple jack-o'-lanterns with our faces on them. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be offended if there was, if
How
I received
cool
some photos.
Be?
I think it'd be really cool.
I love that.
My ego is speaking right now.
I love the indoor trick-or-treating because I think we've kind of gotten away from, people don't always live in neighborhoods where they know a lot of their neighbors. So being able to do the indoor trick-or-treating is safe and it's inside and it's warm.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is our 22nd year doing it. So we're pretty we've got it pretty dialed down. So if you're looking for a good trick-or-treating experience inside, you'd want to come this Sunday.
Yeah, I remember growing up not being able to show off my super cool pirate costume because it was too cold outside. I had to put on a coat.
Yep.
And
crying to my mom. I don't want to wear a coat.
You're going to get sick. Well, you won't if you go to Pumpkins in the Park. Again, all the details again, where it's at, what time?
Yep. So it's this Sunday at the Anna Shrine in Bangor. And it is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. In between 4 and 5, there'll be a sensory-friendly hour.
$5 per person. How do people get tickets?
You can get them at the door, or you can call our front office, check out our Facebook page, or visit our website, ucpofmaine.org, to get tickets beforehand.
Very cool. Andrew, you're on the Q106.5 Morning Show. You have to answer the question of the day.
Oh, geez.
Have you turned your heat on yet?
I haven't, but my girlfriend has.
Okay.
So, yep. Technically, yes.
Whatever.
We have.
Yeah. I'm from away, clearly. And I turned mine on last night and I'm like, oh, this is like a cardinal sin. I feel like I'm going to get judged here.
I turned mine on. It was cold. It was frost on my windshield this morning.
Andrew Lohman, you do incredible work at UCP of Maine. Thank you so much for joining us. Great conversation with UCP of Maine, huh?
Yeah.
Joined David and Cindy, Q106.5, joined every segment this hour for country music news. Did I just say that correctly?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
You said every segment this hour.
Join this segment every 8 o'clock hour for in country music news in the morning. Okay. You know what? It is 16. Well, go ahead.
Jordan is here.
Oh, yeah,
as
Jordan Burge.
Just to say, oh, no. Jordan is here.
You're very incredible. Jordan Burge.
Thank you, guys.
And it's 16 days until Halloween.
It's very spooky.
Why don't skeletons skydive?
Oh, because they've got no backbone. They are...
You only get one guess, young man.
Young. Thank you.
Well, I'm like...
Man.
Decade older than you.
Because they... I don't know.
Actually, that's a terrible answer. Skeletons, of course, have a backbone. It's a part of their skeleton.
Sure. You're right.
Why don't skeletons skydive? They don't have the guts. They don't have... They don't have... They don't have the guts!
You're missing something.
Welcome to my morning.
No guts, no glory.
Every morning. Hey, the question of the hour, Jordan Burge.
Yes, the answer of the hour.
When do you turn on your heat?
I think it depends on if you pay for your heat or not.
Like that does make a difference.
If
yes.
you live in a situation like, let's say, you rent and the landlord covers the heat.
Right.
I think that you probably turn it on a little earlier. But if you are responsible for paying for the heat, then... You stick it out as long as possible.
There's a lot of truth to that.
That's a good point. So I believe our landlord does pay for our heat.
Okay. Ooh.
And I should have started that like 5 months ago because that's money back.
You believe your landlord pays for your heat?
I believe. I need to actually. Is it really? Am I in trouble?
Like, well, no, it's just that's a huge thing in Maine. If you're renting to try and find a place that's heated, it's a priority. And coming from California, you don't think of that. So,
right.
you want to make sure you when you rent a place, it says heat included.
Yeah, right.
If at all possible, yes.
Here's something funny. There's not even heaters in. So I don't think I've rented any place in Southern California where there was a heater.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, there has to be.
No.
Does it ever
get even a little chilly?
When you go up into the mountains, that's it.
Okay. They've got furnaces up in Northern California, but nothing in SoCal?
And nothing, no.
Wow.
No, okay. There's no heaters whatsoever. We're going to go on this journey together through winter. I hope you know.
I'm not excited for winter, David, whatsoever. And I'm not even looking forward to potentially going through this with you to see it for the first time in your eyes. Because, again, I don't want to experience it.
Right. That's helpful.
No, it's not. I've done this 27 times, David. Right. I don't want to do it again.
Let's get into country music news. Oh, wait. Oh, no, we have a code.
Yes. Jacksonville.
Jelly Roll. Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes. Fly away. You can win a whole vacation to Jacksonville to see Jelly Roll in concert next
month.
That's
awesome.
That's right.
You've earned it.
Yeah, you get a flight. Yeah, you get the hotel. The flight's for two, of course. You get two tickets, $500 in spending money.
Oh, so much fun.
You can win this right here on Q106.5. You just need that code. You take it to the Q106.5 app.
Flat out, do not have the code right now.
Okay. You know what? I'm not mad. I'm not mad. In exchange for when I need body warmth, you don't make it weird.
I'm a really, really good little spoon.
You don't make the code is 2.
Oh, the picture in my mind.
225. 225.
Yeah, 225. Open up the app. Click on the Jelly Roll ticks button right on the home page. You can't miss it. Scroll down to the 8 o'clock hour for Tuesday and enter, what was it?
225.
225. And there you have it. You're entered to potentially win a trip to Jacksonville. And each code you hear and enter gives you another shot at winning. I've got your next code coming up at 1020.
Country music news.
Is there a way to review my mind? 106.5.
Yes, you actually can.
Country music news.
Go ahead.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. So I'm not going to talk about Gabby Barry. Chase Rice was asked. You guys know about Chase Rice, right?
Yeah, heard about Chase Rice in a while.
Yeah.
Well, he's back in the headlines. Chase Rice, he was asked on Taste of Country Nights how new artists should treat the music business. And he essentially said, be like Megan Maroney.
Really?
No, we found a roundabout way to talk about Megan Maroney.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, basically, you know, that's what he's saying. You know, he told a story with Evan Paul on Taste of Country Nights. He said that he met her when she was in college. She was opening up for John Langston. Do you guys know John Langston?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Talented young man.
All right. So 1/3 of us knows John Langston. Okay. I'm sure he's very talented. I don't know him.
He's been trying to break it into country music for a while.
Okay. Chase Rice, he watched Megan Maroney play and was like, man, this girl's good. Does Chase Rice have an accent?
You have to make it up. Give it your best shot.
That seems ambiguous, and I'm not ready to tackle that challenge right now.
He was born in Florida.
Mm.
There you go. A little southern twang.
Okay. Man, this girl's good.
That's perfect, Chase Rice.
Thank you. Wow, I lost my train of thought.
Wow, this girl's good. That's where you left off.
Because when I met Megan Maroney, I don't know if you guys know this. I met Megan Maroney.
Yeah, we're well aware. We've seen the pictures.
I also thought, man, this girl's good. So the group went out, Chase Rice and John Langston and Megan Maroney went out to dinner that night. And Chase Rice looked at his calendar and offered Megan Maroney a proposition.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going back to the beginning where it says Chase Rice asked how new artists should treat the music business and essentially said, be like Megan Maroney. All right, back to this.
Okay.
He said that he's playing the Georgia Theater in a couple of weeks at this point, and he would let her open for him. However, she needs to write a song between now and then and ask to play it live that night. Forward to that night, Megan Maroney performs the song. It doesn't say which one.
I feel like Megan Maroney's bigger than Chase Rice at this point.
Yes, yeah, much bigger.
Yeah, she surpassed Chase Rice. Also, Chase Rice kind of has a reputation for being a playboy.
That's so funny you say that, David, because I remember seeing Chase Rice comment on something Megan Maroney a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
So Chase Rice has a motive here. Yeah. Without question, and it's not to advance her music career.
He says his jaw hit the floor when he heard the song she wrote.
But he wasn't listening.
but he was further impressed of how she managed to remain in control of crucial components of her business. She puts out songs and made Sony come to her instead of pitching these songs to the record company.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
And he says
we're all impressed by that.
That's what you got to do.
If you ask any guy, like, what do you think of Megan Maroney? He's like, well, I'm really impressed at how she handled the Sony biz.
She's a really great businesswoman. I really appreciate how she handles her finances. Chase Rice says there's a right time to sign. Make them come to you. So there you go. New artists in country. Make them come to you.
There you go.
Be great. Like Megan Maroney.
Be like Megan Maroney. Thank you for that country music news.
Of course.
We'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour.
You can't be like Megan Maroney. Be like Gabby Barrett.
Yeah. Q106.5, David and Cindy. Love that the ladies are taking over the NFL. That, of course, was Carrie Underwood. She does the Saturday Night Football Open.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
And then, just kind of breaking news, Lainey Wilson is going to be performing Thanksgiving Day, which I love watching football Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What else do you do? You're too stuffed to move.
Too full. I love waking up. Macy's Day Parade. Got to be all in the background.
Yep.
Have you ever seen that in person?
No. Have you?
No, but now that I know New York City's only a 6.5-hour drive, it's like, do I want to kind of do? But then there's the crowds.
Oh, yeah.
Never make it in.
Yeah, no, I've seen the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Fifth Avenue. That was enough.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been a big, yeah, I'm sure.
An insane amount of intoxicated people.
And that's in New York City? Fifth Avenue, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been fun.
It was.
Well, Thanksgiving Day, yeah, the Macy's Day Parade, and then, of course, the football. And in between those, you eat, you help with dishes, and then you get to sit down and watch football.
Right.
And just announced that during the Dallas Cowboys football game, during the halftime show,
right,
Lainey Wilson will be performing.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, she's really
amazing.
She's really getting there in her career.
Yeah, she's come a long way since the Cowboys' girlfriend on Yellowstone.
Yeah, I think that was like start beginning the climb to her peak.
Yeah,
I don't even think she's peaked yet. And of course, we just saw her recently here at the Main Savings Amphitheater. She was fantastic.
Right,
you could tell everybody loved her just because the way they emulated her in as far as her outfits go.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so cute.
A lot of bell bottoms.
Yeah. I even wore my bell bottoms.
I know. You look so nice.
Well, the midriff was a little snug.
Yeah. I didn't want to say.
Oh, I wish you would have, because I walked around all night looking like that. But yeah, very cool. The Dallas Cowboys game, Thanksgiving Day, Lainey Wilson has been announced as the performer.
Very cool.
All right.
That's awesome.
The question of the day.
Yeah.
Because I finally turned on my heater last night, and I did look it up, Miss Cindy, and I feel like a fool. My landlord does pay for the heat. I waited for no reason. I could have done it weeks ago. When do you actually start using your heater? What time of the year?
Jackrabbit in Augusta says, I turn the heat on whenever the wife whines about it being too cold.
I love that. Zach in Milford says, at my house, oh, this is the insanity I'm talking about. This is exactly the intimidation that I feel from being here, because okay. I wanna fit in. You know, I know I'll never be a Mainer.
Right.
I know I'm a proud visitor, proud transplant.
Right.
But Zach says, at my house, we don't turn the heat on until late December. I still have my AC in my window, and I run it every night.
Wow.
How do you do that when it's 36 degrees outside?
Yeah.
You could still weigh in, 207-991-9500.
Oops, yep. You can finish the phone number there.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. Sorry about that.
No, you're anxious to get to it, and I'm anxious to talk about Mason's Brewing Company.
Oh, cool.
Because that's where I'm going to be when it gets too cold. If I can make it down there, oh, I'll find a way, because their beer, their food, everything, absolutely phenomenal. Even their incredible staff. And I'm ready for those gorgeous views, too. Does the Penobscot freeze over?
Does the Penobscot freeze over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do I feel like that was a silly question?
It's a sign of spring when the Coast Guard cutters come up and break up the ice.
Well, I can't wait to be sitting there eating one of their delicious pizzas, having a delicious beer, watching that.
Yeah.
From the warmth of inside Mason's Brewing Company, because yes, they have beautiful views. They also have a Machias location, which is absolutely fantastic. And right now I want to talk about, there's so many different beers on tap. The Ghost Reaper. It is back. It's a double dry hopped IPA infused with a Carolina Reaper and ghost peppers. 5.5% ABV. You wash that down with a delicious new burger. They have the Mr. Bougie Burger that they recently introduced. This creation starts with 8 ounces of dry-aged ground beef topped with aged Irish cheddar, savory duck prosciutto, and balsamic. Thank you very much. Onions and luxury beef tallow aioli. Finish that off with one of those Ghost Reaper beers, and you're having a great time at Mason's. I'll see you at Mason's Brewing Company for lunch today for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff at Mason's. We are David and Cindy, and joined a little earlier today by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Oh, hello. Yes, of course. Thank you.
Now, I don't like to pull the curtain back. I like to keep some secrets.
Really? Does he keep secrets?
Secrets?
No,
really?
I do.
Instantly, as soon as the show finished.
And I'm not going to reveal too much here. I don't know what that was. What the heck was that? Do we have a ghost in a board? Okay, it's gone. By the way,
wow. What was
that? Yeah, that was really weird.
I heard something. The show is finished.
Oh, jeez. Well, then that is timely. Because I am pulling the curtain back, after all.
Uh-oh.
And Jordan Burge has a very, very important meeting today.
Oh, I don't...
Yeah.
I think the curtain has been pulled back too much.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think we should bring that curtain back.
George says, please don't make me talk about this beforehand.
Let's close that curtain.
I'm pulling it back even further.
Oh, and I'm buying a new curtain. I'm hanging this new curtain up.
You can't afford it.
You can't.
Jordan,
you just bought him coffee. That's, yeah.
Jordan Burge has a meeting with three of our executive bosses.
Yep.
He's just sweating with me talking about it. How are you going to do in this meeting today?
I'm worried because I think it's about one of the phone calls we had yesterday, and it was Debbie talking about her driveway, right?
Right, yeah.
And her 200-foot driveway.
Yeah.
And I think I made a comment.
Well, it wasn't inappropriate.
I said, it's not how big the driveway is. It's how you use it.
And well, then you started discussing in how many cars you can.
Yeah, I said, how many cars can you fit in that driveway?
You were just being practical. That's, I don't even know why you're chuckling. I find no humor in talking about how big the driveway is.
Okay.
And how many cars you can park on it?
Yeah, I'm out of this conversation.
I don't know why I brought it back.
I don't know. You're already in trouble for it. You're already in trouble.
I'm doubling down on it, I guess.
Maybe. Waiting for the music to die. Maybe they're meeting with Jordan to tell him he's the new morning announcer and we're both getting canned. Did you ever think of that?
I hope not. Play the music again, because that's terrifying for me.
There's nothing even funny about that. I'm not going to joke around about that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I would get it. I would understand. I would be
See,
like,
he
yeah.
He doesn't like it when you turn it around on him. Yeah. He doesn't like that.
When it's on the other foot?
Yeah, but he's not the one meeting with them today. That is me.
So you're probably going to get a raise or something.
Yeah.
Don't think that's what's going to happen.
Because you're totally awesome.
No, don't. Well, I appreciate that, Cindy. Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, so Jordan Burge needs advice right now.
I don't. 207-991-9500.
We've all been in this situation
where we have
to meet with a...
No, it's not I have to. I'm excited to. I get to.
Right.
I get to meet with them.
Uh-huh.
It's always nice to get some input.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not what's happening. That's not what's happening at all. When you were very nervous about whether it be an interview, meeting with a boss, meeting with somebody up the corporate ladder, how did you handle those nerves? How did you present yourself in that conversation? Jordan Burge needs advice. 207-991-9500.
Does anyone want to be Jordan Burge for the next at any point?
If he does happen to get, let go, how did you handle that when that happened? Because we've all gotten let go too. 207-991-9500.
Can I just insert my words of wisdom here?
Absolutely.
Never tell David anything.
Never tell David.
Oh, you can message us on the Q106.5 app too. Advice for young Jordan Verge coming up on David and Cindy. David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much.
Look at that. And we are, oh my gosh, 71 days away from Christmas. 44 days away from Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And 16 days away from Halloween.
I would think she would have been hoarse after yesterday.
Yeah, and she's getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little bit. Is that a different scream or same scream?
Same scream, but I mean, same actress that we hired, but her scream is minimal effort.
Well, she screamed a lot yesterday. She's got to be getting tired.
What's a vampire's favorite fruit?
Okay.
What's a vampire's favorite fruit?
A blood orange. Ha, ha, ha.
That's what I would have
said. That's a great guess. Wrong, though. Oh. Not where I was going.
Well, let me see.
Well, you already guessed.
Okay. Well, never mind then.
A nectarine. A nectarine.
David, I'm kind of dumb. I was like, what is he saying that for? A nectarine.
See, I thought blood orange too, yeah. So, you know.
Both are good answers.
Yeah.
So we have a couple updates. First, Jordan Verge is going to be doing or wants to do something cool, and we do want to promote it because it's here locally. Okay. But before we get there, Kanduskeg, did I say that correctly?
You did. Excuse me.
Kanduskeg. No kidding. Are you Kanduskeg?
Kanduskeg.
Wow. Because that looks like it should be way more complicated.
I know. Kanduskeg.
Right.
It looks like, yeah.
The Haunted House is happening, Cindy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you were wondering if it was because you said it's one of the best places to go to get scared.
It's a scary haunted house. You have to let them know when you, at least I haven't been there in several years, but you used to have to let them know when you got there whether or not you were okay to be touched.
Oh, okay.
Because they will reach out and grab you.
Oh. I would say absolutely and, you know, double down.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I'm not a toucher. You know, I don't like to be touched.
It's my love language.
I get it. I think my love language is words of affirmation.
You are very incredible.
Thank you. You know what? No, it's not. That made me a little uncomfortable. What are the other ones?
That was a little odd.
I don't know that in touch.
I like getting gifts.
So I'm going to go to this haunted house just so I can, you know, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I love you. There's like, boo! And I'll be like, oh, hug.
If they're still doing it where they used to, they do it in the ball field. I can't remember the name. There's a memorial ball field.
Let's see. Come see us October 25th, 26th. Gates open at 7 to 12. We run into the last soul departs. All proceeds go to support the rec sports, the ball field and scholarships, $10 a person. Lucy Q's place will be cooking up fries, egg rolls, mozzarella, and more. There's nothing scary about this. Mandy will have a booth for 30th anniversary merch. And
you get to get touched?
Yeah. And I get to feel some love. All right. I love that.
Last time I was there, I've never been through when they're actually doing the haunted house. I got taken through when they were setting up. Let's just say that they visit the butcher for some of the things that they have in the haunted house.
Oh, and maybe if you bring a big enough bag, you can just kind of go home with some meat.
It's not like grapes for eyeballs. I mean, it's a scary haunted house.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Grapes for eyeballs?
That's what you do with kids.
I've never heard that expression.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not an expression. I think it's just using grapes instead of like...
It's something you actually do.
Oh, I see.
If you take kids through and you blindfold them and have them touch a bowl of grapes and say it's a bowl of eyeballs.
Ew.
Yeah.
How would you do that to children?
To scare them, I guess.
Right.
And Jordan, you mentioned something that you did last year and would love to do this year. And it's, I think, something that a lot of people would love to do, too.
Yeah, the Brewer Community School, they did this thing last year. The PTU did a trunk or treat. And they're doing it again this Friday, October 18th. That's Friday, right? October 18th?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Friday they're doing another trunk or treat. It's from 5:30 to 7. I have not signed up yet, but I intend to sign up. This
Very
is my
cool.
my letter of intent. It's like I'm a high school athlete and I'm picking a college.
I love that. Well, there's a couple events for you if you're looking for something spooky to do with your kids. Yeah. Maybe not
kids for the... Haunted House. That's a grown-up haunted house.
But definitely goes to a great cause, supports kids' events. Awesome. Well, there you go. Q106.5 for David and Cindy. Hey, if you are looking to work on your health, hydration, and weight loss goals, let me tell you about a new place I found, 207 Wellness. They are fantastic. Now, it's no secret I was sick for well over this past week. I'm looking forward to getting my 207 Wellness fix. In fact, I can't wait to go visit them in Veazey. They, from what I understand, are the best in town for all your health, hydration, and weight loss goals, as I already said. Not just for recovery, which is what I need, but 207 Wellness prepares your body for the extremes. And I need this, too, to work out. They utilize IV hydration, 207 Wellness's recovery and performance blend, which I can't wait to discuss, which decreases your recovery time and enhances your performance with various minerals. It allows you to perform at a high level. And that's what I want to do. I want to bring it every morning with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge. They have a student discount right now for College, University, High School, $99 IV bag. And that helps with the performance reboot immunity blend. You can find out everything about 207 Wellness on their website, 207wellness.org, 207wellness.org. And I can't wait to keep talking and sharing more about 207 Wellness. And Cindy, thank you so much for laughing with us on a Tuesday morning.
It is Tuesday.
You were just telling me about power outages and everything. I just can't imagine. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm working on an article that's going to come out sometime this week about ways that you can make power outages easier. And I have some experience with this because we've lost power for days on end before. Some people in Maine will lose power for weeks.
And like some of these people, like myself, don't have generators.
Right.
So it's going to be very, I'm glad I'm here. I hope people have a good laugh at my expense when these things like happen throughout the winter, because it's going to be a journey.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing, and I hope it's all hype. I really do. I hope you all are lying to me and joking. And
I would really love to tell you that we are, but I mean, like, I always lived in town.
Right.
And you live in town. So for the most part, when you lose power in the wintertime, you might lose power for a day, maybe, you know, overnight, and then get it back sometime the next day. But we're in a more of an outlying area.
Right.
And so when we lose power, we lose it for very often days on end.
Oh my gosh. And yeah. When it's
but
like-
we have a generator now. And when we didn't, we had several years out there that we didn't have a generator. And it's not fun. It's not.
What do you do?
Fun.
Just go hang out at Walmart? I think that's what I would do.
I mean, you can do that, yeah.
If you see me
at
sitting.
At some point, you have to go home.
I don't think so. No. I'm hiding in Walmart. That's my solution to the problem if my power goes out. By the way, you said I live in town. I live deep, deep in the woods, Miss Cindy. You
that's
know that.
True. You're just a little closer to town than I am.
Nope. I am deep, deep in the woods. Compared to what I'm used to, I'm deep in the woods in Brewer, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I am, TBD. We'll see how this winter goes together.
That's right.
Coming up, something cool University of Maine's doing astronomy center. I can't talk today. Something very cool that they're doing for free, actually.
Very cool.
And I think a lot of people would enjoy it.
I love astronomy.
Yeah, me too. We'll share that on the way on Q106.5. David and Cindy, happy Tuesday. I've been saying it all day, and yet I'm still...
I'm still struggling
trying to remember it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
We are 71 days away from Christmas, 44 days away from Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And 16 days away from Halloween. One more, okay? That's it. What do birds hand out on Halloween? What do birds hand out on Halloween?
Reese's. No, eggs would be Easter. I don't know. What?
Tweets. Tweets.
Okay.
Something cool happening over at U of Maine, and I love this. And you and I are both, we're space nerds.
Yeah.
Every Friday through, like, I think it's like May of 2025, you can go there to the Versant Power Company.
Versant,
thank you. Mm-hmm. He's from away. The observatory there, and use the historic Clark telescope.
Yeah.
Beginning at 8 p.m., as long as it's clear out, you can show up and absolutely use it for free to observe the night sky. I think that is so cool.
I've been to the observatory. The idea of being able to, you know, use the telescope, that is so cool.
What do you know about it? I'm not familiar with it.
I don't know a lot about it. I went to one star show there. Was just, you know, sitting in the seat watching the... Have you ever been to an astronomy show?
Yeah, I had the... So the planetarium?
The planetarium.
Right, yeah. I've been to a planetarium, and I've gone to, in LA, I've gone to the Griffith Park Observatory.
Okay.
We have a lot more light pollution there. I wonder what it would be like here using, I'm sure the telescopes have so much power. I guess the light pollution doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But this is the historic Clark telescope, and I think it's cool that they're offering it to the public at 8 p.m. Every Friday. You just show up and you can use it.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yep. They do recommend that you dress warm because they do open, you know,
you gotta open the thing.
That's a good point.
I never really thought about that. You're inside the building. So, but yeah, they open the roof. It's going to be cold in there.
I'll throw out another suggestion.
Okay.
You know, make sure your eye's clean. Like, you know, clean your eye.
Clean your eye.
Don't make sure you don't have red eye. You know, clean out any gunk. You don't want to leave it for the next person.
Or if you're like me, clean your glasses.
Yeah, do that too. Yeah. Although you can take those off because they can adjust it, I think, with the telescope.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
You know what? We just need to show up a Friday, you and I, and figure this out and how it works.
That would be fun.
But I love that. Thank you, University of Maine. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Q106.5, David and Cindy. Laughing with us on a Tuesday, October 15th. There we go.
It's the 15th. It's payday. How do you not know that?
Okay. All right. I haven't looked. You know what? I already know it's payday because I checked at midnight last night.
Okay.
I'm one of those people. I'm like, I'm not gonna make sure this is going through. Yeah, there we go.
I understand.
The big question of today as we wrap up today's show, and again, thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
At what point of the year do you start turning on that heater?
Yeah. Already on in my house.
Turned mine on yesterday.
Yep.
And thank you to everybody who weighed in. I was a little embarrassed to admit it when I first came in, but I was like, I want to figure this out because I feel like other people have to. It's a little too cold, and I know I'm from away, and I really want to fit in.
Right.
Is it too soon? For the most people that weighed in, they've had it on for a while.
Yeah.
Paula wrote in, about a month, she says she's had her heater on. I'm from Maine, but still despise cold weather. Okay. Should we wrap up with a voicemail from our good buddy Howard?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Good morning. You was asking when you turn the heat on. Well, unfortunately, where we live, it's when the landlord turns it on.
No way.
That stinks.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, there are those situations, yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's legal?
Places. Yeah. Well, they're the ones that pay for it, so...
Get out of here. That can't be a thing. By the way, you can leave a voicemail anytime on the Q106.5 app. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My ex-husband and I lived in an apartment. There were three apartments in this house, and we had the thermostat, but the landlord put a box over the thermostat and locked it.
Right.
So we couldn't adjust it.
We
couldn't adjust it. And so, you know, the neighbors would come over and complain to us that they were too cold or they were too hot. And it's like, you know, we can't do anything about it.
If you're living,
talk to the landlord.
If you're living in that dwelling, you should be able to control it. I'm blown away by hearing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very frustrating situation. We were there for a few years, but.
All right, then. I will stop whining today.
Okay. And everyone will understand if you're, you know, if you wear like an extra sweater or you got to get your blood to thicken up a little bit.
I'm going to get there. Words of wisdom. Let's wrap it up. You want to go first?
Sure. Didn't I do my words of wisdom already?
Oh, you
never tell David anything personal. It will go out over the air.
That's not necessarily true. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I Googled. I'm going to admittedly Google a heat quote.
A heat quote?
A heat quote. I'm telling you, all day today, I've not been able to speak. It's like my lips haven't thawed out from this morning when I woke up and it was 36 degrees. And I was like, what? 36? Well, in October? Baseball's still on.
I mean, I got in my car this morning and very dark. I hadn't turned my headlights on and started my windshield wipers. And they scraped across my windshield because there was frost this morning.
Oh, wow.
So that's cold.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's cold.
All right. When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat.
Oh, I like it.
President Ronald Reagan. There you go.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to us. David and Cindy will be back tomorrow morning. Oh, we have a great giveaway, by the way. Hot Wheel trucks.
Oh, that's right. We're doing that tomorrow?
We're doing that tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
These are like the glow-in-the-dark Hot Wheel trucks,
yeah,
right?
We have a family four-pack tomorrow, and we'll continue the Jelly Roll experience, the Jelly Roll concert experience. That will kick off another round of code words tomorrow at 8:20. But Jordan Verge is up next, and he'll have your next code word at 10:20 this morning. All right, we're Q106.5. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.